You are listening to a Student Radio Association podcast.
So I'm Jordan, and we just had the Covering Sport, and I've got Jason Bourne with me. And so, firstly, Leicester, how much has that impacted your content, specifically over the past year with everything that's gone on, especially with football?
I mean, it's been incredible. I mean, obviously, we've got a local radio audience to serve. I mean, we get, 150,000, 200,000 listeners a week to Radio Leicester, and a lot of that is to the sports content. And obviously, we do what we do on there, but when the story of Leicester City, you know, about to win the Premier League title was reaching its conclusion, you've got the wider world that wants a little piece of the action, the wider BBC, so you've got people on Five Live that want to speak to you, the World Service, Radio 2, Radio 4, the world's media came to Leicester as well. I did interviews for Italian television, Colombian newspapers, all that sort of thing as well. And you've got to remember, it goes beyond radio these days, because you've got Facebook Live, you've got Twitter, all that social media, which is a massive, massive opportunity to reach a wider audience. I mean, the night that Claudio Ranieri got the sack, we did a phone-in on Radio Leicester between about 8:30 and 10 o'clock that night. And with the best will in the world, it's not going to get a massive audience. We did it on Facebook Live. We reached 2.5 million people. That is the power of radio and social media combined. We also did a thing with Claudio Ranieri afterwards. Me and my colleague Ian went to his house, knocked on his door. We wanted to say thank you, hand over a letter, because we're Leicester City fans as well. He invited us in. We wrote a story about that, which went on Facebook and went on the BBC Sport website. That reached 1.5 million people, which, again, just far outweighs and outreaches what we do at BBC Radio Leicester. So if you're going to get into the business, sport especially, that it's radio, I love it, it's my passion, it's what I want to be majorly involved in. But you've got to remember that there is a changing world now with social media, Facebook Live, Twitter, and there is an audience out there that you can reach.
So you spoke about passion. I have a show on Demon. It's not specifically a sports show, but sport is one of my passions. I'm an MK Dons fan. It's a bit controversial. Not many people want to hear it, but it's something I'm passionate about. How important is passion when you're talking about sport?
So Harvey Barnes is doing all right at MK at the moment, scoring a few goals, isn't he? Yeah, he's doing all right. Passion, especially in sport, is really important. If you don't know the subject too well, there are still ways of bringing across your knowledge and passion about. I mean, we do obviously football, cricket, rugby as our main sports on BBC Radio Leicester, but we also have to do hockey, a bit of Leicester Riders stuff, basketball, and Loughborough Lightning netball. And there are things that you can do. You've got knowledge of sport, you've got knowledge, and you can ask questions and talk about things in a similar way. If, you know, Loughborough Lightning have just won 10 games in a row, if a football club wins 10 games in a row, you talk about it in the same way, don't you? You can talk about the confidence you've gained. Can you go on and do even better? Can you go on and win the title? Because I'm from this area and local and love Leicester City and love this sporting, it comes across naturally. Interesting to see how well would fare maybe at a different radio station, maybe covering, I don't know, Swindon Town or MK Dons at Three Counties or whatever. But I think I'd be the same, because I love the subject of football, and I think it just comes across easy for me.
So moving on to something slightly different, during the talk, quite a few of you mentioned that at university you didn't study anything to do with radio. So how important is student radio in terms of moving on to an actual career in radio?
Student radio can really help you. You learn how a program works, learn how to drive a desk as well, because that's really important. And the intricacies of how, if you're doing an hour, if you're doing 2 hours, 3 hours, I mean, we did 3 hours, you know, mainly speech. It was a sports program here at Demon FM at the time. And you're just working out, you know, when to book guests, when to put them, what to do next. Always got to think a little bit further ahead. You've got to think about the next thing that you're going to do. And that's important. And I mean, I did business studies here, and that had no impact upon me wanting to get into radio whatsoever. I had the passion to do radio and the knowledge about radio. I was interested. I listened to everything that was out there. I mean, Will and the other guys work at TalkSport, I've listened to that for years. Five Live. I listened to Radio Leicester as a kid, you know, the late 1990s. So I work with people that I used to listen to. And student radio is important. It's not the be-all and end-all. It's that passion, it's that knowledge of the industry and the willingness to learn about it as well. You have to go out there and do and show that you want to get involved with it. And student radio is a way of doing hospital radio, whether it's, I don't know, podcasts that you do. As long as you can show that you're willing to get involved, then hopefully, fingers crossed, you'll be all right in the industry.